And that same time, this is sort of crazy, John, but if you follow me, it was the same time that Tulsa Public Schools was faced with the integration, particularly the desegregation of the four schools that were built for segregation.
They were built for?
They were built to segregate. They were built for segregation.
The elementary schools.
Right, elementary schools. And the 10th Circuit Court had said, you have to desegregate those schools. You have to desegregate all of your schools that were built for segregation. And the Tulsa Public Schools response was they would start with the elementary schools. There are the de facto schools and there are the de jure schools.
What's the difference?
De jure is those that were built for segregation. And those four schools are Dunbar, Johnson, Woods. I'm blank.
That's all right. It might come to you.
The other schools were Emerson, Burroughs, Frost, Hawthorne, and Whitman. Those schools were segregated because the Board of Education had a policy that enabled the white student that as soon as they were in the minority, they could transfer out. So those children in those five schools who were white could transfer out immediately when it tipped black. And the Board of Education was held responsible for segregating those five schools. So at that point in time, there was incredible hate in this city. I mean, I went to the school board meetings just because I was an interested patron in what was happening. What were the dynamics? This was a completely new experience for me. I was amazed at how people would yell at each other and say such derogatory things to each other. Petitions were flying around this city about, well, you're not going to bus our children. That was just an amazing experience for me. I was sort of a bystander on that whole thing.
But that was the clash between blacks and whites, yelling at each other.
Right. So then the school board decided that they would pair the schools. So Johnson was paired with Lowell and Mahana went there. It's a school that's torn down at 6th and Peoria. Springdale and Celia Clinton were paired with Woods. That worked great for everybody else who lived outside of that district. And in those school districts, then you experienced this incredible white flight that went out east. It worked for those people who couldn't move out. The whites that were in those attendance zones were caught, and they couldn't afford to move out. But there was a small group of people that were beginning to really look at Bruce Howell's open design. And there were some conversations. Judy Winger, who was a good friend of mine, her children were Patrick Henry, and she was really disgruntled with Patrick Henry also. She said, well, let's go to this meeting, Nancy, and let's see what they're talking about. And let's see if we can't maybe be a part of that and have access to that open space school. It was at that point that there was some conversation about maybe this group of people, a very small group of white people, could desegregate a school voluntarily. But we wanted some bargaining chips. We wanted that open space curriculum. I wanted parent involvement. I wanted parents to have the opportunity to go into their children's classroom and to learn about what was happening in that classroom and maybe to help the teacher. I thought it was a shame that schools were not accessing what I saw as some wonderful opportunities, Gilcrease Museum and Philbrook and the zoo, things that I never had access to growing up. Everything that I read, it appeared to me that that would just really enhance children's learning. And then another bargaining chip was we wanted input into the faculty selection. We approached the school board, and we were just really sort of laughed out of the room, except for Eugene Harris, who was the African-American on the Board of Education and was very supportive of this. Judy and I, we had worked with Elmer Jenkins, who was the assistant principal at Patrick Henry. He was African-American. And he was part of the faculty desegregation of Tulsa Public Schools, where they sent the blacks south, whites north, and the faculty. And Elmer had just been named principal at Burroughs. So Judy and I went up and talked to him about this idea. Elmer said, well, I think it's a great idea. And if you think you can get the Board of Education to do that, we'll do it here at Burroughs. So we talked to Eugene Harris and Bruce Howell. And Bruce believed in us. And he said, I think it's a great idea. But he said, you have to give me some time. But what we did is we went, interesting enough, we always had to be in the majority. So we went 60-40. 60% white and 40% black. And the 40% black would be from the Burroughs, what we called the big school. Bruce said, well, we'll move in some prefabs onto the Burroughs playground, and I'll handpick the teachers to do this. That was the beginning. Ray Kennard ultimately came along and supported it. Bob Beckstrom supported it, and Bob Riggs. So we had the four votes. Opal Carlson never supported.